everybody. This is Michael Adams from MichaelAdamsMedia.com. I'm glad you're listening to this podcast. And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. And if you're listening on iTunes and Google Play later, I want to thank every one of you all for listening. And please rate this podcast. Anyway, let's just move on right to it. Many times in life, we have fears that we're not going to be able to do things that we hope we can do. So many of the times, most people just stay stagnant, sitting on the couch. And I'm here to tell you, if you sit around and you stay on the couch all your life, you're going to find yourself wanting and wishing you would have done it when you're 80. See, that's one of my number one things that I preach about, is going out and doing stuff. Going out and just trying it, and if you fail, screw it. And if you don't, hey, that's awesome. But see, so many people get hung up with the stuff they can't do without even trying. See, you're going to have to figure out one day that you have to go out there and you have to actually do it. You actually have to work at it, and you actually have to just throw shit to the wind and actually do what it is that you want to do to achieve stuff. See, how do you get over that fear? What is it? What is the fear that's holding you back? Why are you afraid? What is it? What is that fear? Most of the time, it's just worry that some people might think you look bad, or some people might think you're silly, and then sometimes it's something inside of you. But see, these fears are fake. These fears are make-believe. They're not real. You see, if you, let's say you have a fear of getting on stage, is it really a fear? Is it something that makes you incapable of doing it? If not, then it's not like a disease or nothing. It's not uncurable. See, the biggest way to start curing this problem is to actually fully address it for what it is. It is something in your head that has channeled that says, oh, I can't do this because what if someone says this? Or what if someone doesn't like me or whatever? Or what if I fail? See, failure is going to happen in and out of your life constantly. You're going to fail. Sometimes some people's been out there and they get in a relationship and one person thinks it's great and the other person don't think it's so great. See, but the other person who thought it was great, they experienced something totally different. They're seeing the relationship for what it is. Now, this podcast isn't talking all about relationships or anything like that, but people don't realize how much of these topics are actually totally correlated. See, when you sit there and have problems with why you can't succeed, why you can't have a good relationship, you know, and most of the time, the same people having these same problems are having these same problems in every aspect of their life. See, until you learn to actually take ownership of what's going on, you'll never overtrump your fears. And you'll always be setting back, wishing, wanting, and wish you could have jumped up there and done it or attempted it. See, and the stuff that I bring here on this podcast and everything that I do is try to encourage you to actually get up and start doing it. I mean, believe me, I've been there before. I know what it feels like to sit there on your ass and go like this. Maybe one day, maybe one day. I'm just not ready right now. Maybe one day, maybe one day, maybe Monday. You know, and I understand that. And it's hard. But the biggest thing that really, one of the biggest things that actually changed me and transitioned my life for the better was actually one day I just said it was enough. I said, I'm tired of this. I want to do something. I want to change something. And from that moment, I started changing. I started looking at stuff differently. I started going like this. You know, what happens if I fail? What happens if I fail? So I had this little question, and this is a very helpful thing for you, for every one of y'all listening. I have a little question that I say to myself. If I want to do something and I think I'm going to fail at it, I go like this. I say this to myself before I doubt myself and before I decide not to do it. I go like this. What happens if I fail? You hear that pause? That's right. That's what happens if I fail. If I fail, nothing happens. How many times did you ever have to get up in front of a school and make a presentation and you were so terrified that you didn't want to get up there and do that? Why? Because you thought everybody was going to laugh at you, and maybe they did laugh at you. But the only reason they probably laughed at you is because you were so tormenting yourself of saying, I don't want to look stupid. I say the same thing so many times in everything that I do, and that one thing is what you try to avoid is inevitably what will occur. So therefore, if you are constantly stuck in a struggle of thinking that you're never going to succeed, and you'll try everything in the world to avoid that, you're going to end up never succeeding. If you sit there and say, I'm not going to address this fear, and I'm just going to pretend like it controls me, well, guess what? You're never going to be in control of that fear, and it's always going to control everything you do. See, so many people, I've seen so many people, they go their entire life without a companion. Maybe they sit there or like 50 years old and they don't even have a husband or a wife or anything like that. And I'm sitting here and you may be wondering what's wrong with them. And I think what's wrong with them is they're freaking scared. They're freaking scared to actually sit there and have some courage and backbone to get up and do it. See, I'm not putting people down. I'm not sitting here saying that it's easy. It's not easy. But guess what's not also easy? What's not easy is going your entire life and never getting to experience it to the fullest. I mean, I don't understand why we as human beings want to sit there and live in, I wish I could. Instead, go out there and do it and quit thinking about what you wish you could do. See, I've heard so many people say, oh, I wish I could afford one day to go to the Caribbean. There's probably a lot of people out there right now listening to this that says, oh, yes, I wish I could afford to go to the Caribbean. You can. You see, it's all about how bad you really want to do it. See, and if you want it bad enough, you will do what it takes to get it. I don't care. You could say, well, it would take me 10 years to go to the Caribbean. Okay. So would you rather go 10 years from now or never? If that's something that's on your list of things you want to do before you're 80 or before you're 90, however long you live, then isn't it worth it to do it till 10 years from now? Some people say, oh, I want to be a doctor, but the schooling takes too long. Then you don't want it bad enough. See, so many people have excuses why they can't do stuff. I mean, I'm sitting here talking about fear, but the truth is there's so many complications that's causing you not to do what it is you want to do. See, fear is just a simple, small piece of that. You know, you're never going to sit there and trump all fears. There's going to be stuff in life that you're nervous about or that you're worried about. And guess what? You just got to shake that out of your head and say, guess what? I can only control me. I cannot control the further outcome. What that means is you got to quit giving such a damn. Quit caring so much about what happens in the end and start caring about the process. Because the sooner you can start caring about the process that you're doing and focus on that, the sooner you can actually start reaping rewards for what you do. Now, I've got many articles up on michaeladamsmedia.com that you can go and check and figure out stuff like this on helping with fear. I've even done another podcast about this very same topic. How can you quit being in fear or living in fear? It's simple. You just got to kick that and say, I'm not going to live in fear anymore. See, some people want to know how you quit cigarettes or how you quit drugs or how you quit alcohol. You make it a point to yourself to say, I'm no longer going to bow down to the powers that be that control me. No longer will cigarettes be in control of me, or no longer will fear be in control of me. I am in control of it. See, that is the first step to taking control of your life, is to say, you are the captain, not no one else. I'm not going to be scared if somebody thinks I'm stupid. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn if you're listening to this podcast right now and you're saying, I think this guy's stupid. I don't care what you think. I have no problem with anything that you have a problem with on me. I don't care, because the simple fact is, I will sleep and I will eat and I will feel fine tomorrow without you. See, my point is, my drive is, and my purpose is to get on here and help the people that really want to pull out the very best they have. And so many people are living a life full of freaking fear that is holding them back, and they're living by fear that is totally made up in their head. Some people don't want to wear certain clothes in public because they're afraid people's going to make fun of them. The truth is, most people do not give a rat's ass what you're wearing. Unless it's something really, really crazy and ridiculous, most people do not notice you. As much as we like to be narcissistic and full of ourselves, most people do not give a damn about you. Most people do not care what you wear. It's the truth. Quit living in fear. It's all bullcrap. Nobody cares if you sing bad. See? If I go to a bar and there's a band up there, I might go, oh my gosh, this band's awful. I'm not going to walk up to you and tell you about it. And not to mention, 10 minutes later after listening to someone sing awful, I'm not going to care nothing about it anymore. You see my point? Because we really don't care. See, you're so worried about people giving a damn that you sit there and don't push yourself to ever go for anything you want to do in your life. It's utterly ridiculous, and you really need to stop it and actually start living your life to the fullest. I don't want anyone to have to go through life of going, oh, I wish I could have done that. That is the worst way to go out in life. Is to turn 80 and realize that you didn't do a damn thing besides grow old when you could have been doing stuff that you wish you could have done, or hell, periscoping. I didn't really mean periscoping. I meant parasailing, jumping out of an airplane, rock climbing, whatever, man. We're not even just talking about stuff like that. We're talking about just going out there and living life to the fullest. So many people wonder why their life is not happy. I'll tell you why your life's not happy. Because you're too busy worried about what everyone else is thinking about it. Your real fear is yourself. Your real fear many times is you're afraid that you might succeed. What if you do succeed? How many people right now, think about it, are you scared to succeed right now in life? Sometimes that can actually hold you back. I know, I've been there. Sometimes you can sit back and you can go like this, oh man, this seems like it's working. What if I am successful at this? And you can get scared and you could start quitting or you could start slacking. Either way, you got to figure out what's the problem. And once you kick that problem, man, the sky's the freaking limit. But the worst thing you can do is avoid everything in your life because you're scared of everything. See, being scared, it's foolish. You don't have to be scared. You can say, somebody's going to probably be sitting there saying, oh yeah, it's so easy to kick this fear. It is, really. You take any habit, basically, if you work on any habit, I don't care what it is, fear is one of those. If you work on any habit, honestly, for the most part, you will see a significant change within less than a week. But you see, it takes work, and it takes willpower, and it takes strength, and it takes people supporting their own selves to know that they can do it. And not worry about what anybody else is saying. I mean, I remember when I cut out chewing my nails. I had done it for over 30 years, and I said, that's something I want to do. I cut out chewing in my nails. It wasn't longer than a week before I was cutting that out. That is something that I thought I could have never cut out in my life. I also cut out drinking alcohol. I cut out drinking alcohol in my life. That was something I had done ever since I was young, and I always had a good time doing it. I liked watching sports or whatever and stuff and drinking like that. And I just decided myself that it wasn't good for me, and I needed to cut that out of my life. And the truth is, it was easy. But the reason it was easy is because at the time, I had full discipline when I decided to cut out that stuff. I had full discipline on the way I thought and the way I looked at life. It wasn't when I was in my worst times. And what you need to do In order to improve your life, any one of you all out there who's listening and they're wanting to improve something, what you need to do is actually start taking ownership of your life and actually looking at everything you got going for you and the stuff that is basically hindering you. I've said it so many times, cut out every one of your bad influences and you'll start to see only good ones. You know, but when it comes to that whole fear topic, how do you quit living in fear? It's simple. Stop it. Understand that all of this is in your head. If I can look at you and tell you a funny joke and it makes you laugh, you just laughed at really nothing. Yes, the sense of humor, it's funny, whatever. But in all theory, you're really laughing at a thought. In the same instance of, if you think you're going to fail at something, that's just what you're fucking thinking. It's not what's really going to happen. So the moment you can understand that the stuff that you think is going to happen is going to happen, and you can kick that out and say, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen. Let me take a try. Let me take a swing at the bat and actually go out and do it. That's when you can cut fear. Start asking a question like I said I do. Start asking yourself, why am I scared of this? People might laugh at you, you might say. Who cares? More than likely, they don't give a damn. See, that's the point. Okay? Most people don't give a damn. So go ahead and wipe that excuse out of your head that everybody's going to laugh at me. No one really gives a rat's ass. Okay, so now that excuse is out of the water. Let's try to figure out another excuse that's holding you back and making you live in fear. Okay, what if I fail? What the fuck if you do? Who cares? No one cares. If you fail, you get your ass back up and you try it again. It's plain and simple. There's no magic to it. People has failed throughout eternity of life and they're going to keep failing for the next billion gazillion years. Why? Because that's the way life is done. See, everything does not happen perfectly. In times you will fail. Times you will be wrong, and it is okay to be wrong. I may be wrong saying something on my podcast or saying something in an article and someone said, hey, that's wrong. I might be. I don't plan on being always right. Because sometimes I might be wrong. I try to be right, but that doesn't mean I'm never going to be wrong. Do you understand? It is so easy to fail and not as easy to succeed. Okay, so which one do you think is going to occur more often? Obviously, failure. But there is no reason to be scared in life over failure. Because it has happened to the best of us. Okay, so next time you're sitting there and you're in fear of trying something or doing something, take a second, take 1 second, step back and say, hey, what am I really scared of? And is there any merit to what I'm saying? People are going to laugh at me. We've knocked that excuse off the list. I might fail. Everybody freaking fails. Knock that off the list. What is your true reason why you can't do it? Once you step up to the plate and you start taking ownership and you start being the leader of yourself, it's a new ballgame, man. Fear is no longer in your life. Okay? Sometimes you might get nervous, but we overchange that nervousness with excitement. Okay? We need to be excited, not nervous. Don't be nervous. Nervous is bullcrap. Excitement. Be excited when you're nervous. Oh, am I going to get this job? I'm really excited to find out. Because guess what? You might not get the job. Who cares? You move on. Unless it's life-changing. I mean, like, if you're doing chemo treatment, and this is your last resort to live, and it doesn't work, be maybe afraid of that failure. Okay, be afraid of something like that. I understand that. But if your biggest freaking problem is that you're scared you might not get a job, if your biggest fear is, oh, I might not be good at singing, or I might be not that good when I get on stage and do public speaking, well, you're going to have to simply get over that. and move on. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this podcast up. I hope you enjoyed all of this podcast talking about fear and how you can get over it. But anyway, like I said, this is Michael Adams, and I hope every one of y'all subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the page on YouTube, and make sure you like, comment, whatever. And I hope you all enjoyed your time here. Anyway, I'll see you next week again, or you can check me out also at anchor.fm, where I have two podcasts a week, one on Monday, one on Friday. So check me out there, too. Anyway, thanks for listening, and thanks for watching.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.